So, look, by now, most of us have probably, dipped our toes into generative AI. Maybe you've drafted an email with ChatGPT, or perhaps brainstormed some ideas, maybe even created images with Midjourney. But up until recently, AI has largely been, well, reactive, right? You prompt it, it responds, like a really smart assistant just waiting for your command. But the world of AI is just moving at warp speed, and today, our deep dive is all about how AI is evolving beyond those simple reactive tools. We're going to explore this really exciting emergence of proactive autonomous systems, what we're calling internal AI agents. And these are systems that are, well, they're really changing the fabric of businesses from the inside out.
Yeah, and what's truly fascinating here, I think, is how new capabilities are making this huge shift possible. Think about things like tool calling, memory, sophisticated context management frameworks. You might hear terms like model context protocol, MCP, flying around. That basically allows these agents to keep a consistent, extensive understanding of ongoing tasks, past interactions. These things are turning AI into systems that can actually reason, retain information, and even interact with external systems completely on their own. It's a real game changer.
That really is a powerful statement. It sets the stage perfectly for what we're diving into. So get ready, because this deep dive is basically your shortcut to understanding what these internal AI agents actually are. We'll look at how companies are using them across different industries, the incredible benefits they're already seeing, and of course, the crucial challenges businesses are facing as they integrate this stuff.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. What exactly is an internal AI agent? Because unlike the AI tools many of us know, these agents are really designed to work inside an organization's own systems, right? They aren't just waiting for you to type something in. They're like actively working within the company's ecosystem.
That's exactly right. Their core purpose really is automating tasks, intelligently supporting employees, and crucially, integrating seamlessly with existing tools and processes. Often they're trained on company-specific logic. They can securely access business data and act based on internal workflows, leveraging proprietary documents or maybe historical data. And this shift, it really does fundamentally redefine human roles. It moves those repetitive tasks over to AI.
Right.
Allowing human teams to focus much more on strategic oversight and creative problem solving.
That brings us right to the core of why this is so important for businesses, doesn't it? It's about less reliance on human input for every little decision. So instead, teams can focus their energy on setting the strategic direction, making those high-level choices, while these internal AI agents handle the day-to-day execution. It's not just offloading tasks, it's really redefining the human role in the loop, allowing teams to unlock capacity for, strategic thinking that was previously just bogged down in repetitive work. That's a fundamental shift.
Absolutely. It frees up that human capital for much higher value work. It's quite profound.
And the adoption rate of these AI agents, it's accelerating really rapidly. The numbers are quite striking, aren't they? By early 2025, nearly 8 in 10 companies will have adopted AI in at least one area. That's a huge jump from just over half in 2023 and 72% in 2024. What do you think is really driving that rapid acceleration right now?
Well, I think if we connect this to the bigger picture, the tangible outcomes are becoming really clear. 9 out of 10 businesses using AI report, saving both time and money. That's pretty compelling. And what's more, businesses running fully AI-led operations in those high-volume roles, think sales, support, HR, finance, they've reported 2.4 times higher productivity compared to companies lagging behind.
Wow, 2.4 times.
Yeah, that's a significant competitive advantage when you think about the scale involved.
And the future projections are, well, they're really compelling too. Contact centers, for example, are projected to cut costs by as much as $80 billion by 2026. That's huge. And it's thanks to the growing use of conversational AI technologies. But beyond just the immediate cost savings, what are some of the perhaps less obvious, maybe qualitative benefits businesses are seeing?
That's a really good question. Because beyond the bottom line, it's also about improved accuracy, consistency, and the ability to scale operations without proportionally increasing human headcount. This often leads to higher employee satisfaction because people are freed from mundane work and frequently better customer experiences because service is faster and more consistent.
Okay, let's dive into some specific examples across departments then, because this isn't just theory, right? Companies are actively embedding these agents into daily workflows right now. They're using them to cut costs, boost productivity, speed up decision-making.
It's genuinely transformative in practice.
Yeah.
So in marketing, for instance, agents are automating campaign workflows, generating tailored content, fine-tuning ad targeting, all in real time. And this has led to, for many businesses, 55% faster decision-making and about 54% improvement in customer experience.
That's significant.
Then for sales, they're handling things like lead scoring, scheduling meetings, delivering personalized outreach because they could be trained on CRM data. That's contributing to productivity gains around 66%.
Okay, those productivity gains are really impressive. But what about departments where the work might seem a bit more nuanced, like customer service or even internal operations? How are agents making a difference there?
Yeah, that's where the agent's ability to really handle context and integrate with existing systems shines. So customer service teams are seeing agents resolve FAQs, triage tickets, even handle full workflows sometimes with minimal human input. This cuts resolution times, boosts satisfaction, and that's part of the 57% reporting direct cost savings. Then in finance, tasks like invoice matching, anomaly detection, document review, fraud evaluation, these are being automated 24/7. That helps teams make faster, more accurate decisions, and interestingly, often drives ROI within just 12 to 18 months.
Wow, that quick. And HR, a department that's traditionally very people-centric, is it also seeing a big impact?
Absolutely. For HR, these agents are doing things like screening resumes, scheduling interviews, managing onboarding processes, and even answering employee questions at scale. There's a great example from a company called Convent. Their automated virtual agents handle high-volume candidate screening calls with over 90% accuracy.
90%.
Yeah, and this led to a really remarkable 40% increase in hiring efficiency for their HR leaders.
That's huge.
And finally, in operations and logistics, internal AI agents are coordinating workflows, optimizing routing, managing inventory across functions, all in real time. They're eliminating bottlenecks, driving operational efficiency.
It's really hitting across the board then. And what's truly remarkable, I think, is how accessible these solutions are becoming. You mentioned no-code platforms exist now, allowing teams to build these task-specific agents without needing deep engineering resources. You can train them on your own company's data, automate actions, integrate them with tools like Salesforce through Zapier, or even embed them in Slack or on your website. It's not just for the big tech giants anymore.
Exactly. Small and medium businesses are definitely leveraging this too.
Okay, so the benefits are clear, very compelling, but there must be, you know, bumps in the road. There are crucial challenges businesses need to navigate when adopting these agents. What are some of the most common hurdles you're seeing organizations grapple with?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is simply ensuring the agents are effective, and importantly, safe. Data quality and bias are still foundational concerns. Agents are only as smart as the data they're trained on, right?
Right. Garbage in, garbage out.
Precisely. So incomplete, outdated, or biased data sets can lead to flawed decisions or even reputational risk.
That's critical. If the underlying data is flawed, the agent's output will be too. Could create more problems than it solves. What about security? Especially with agents needing access to sensitive company information.
Yeah, security and privacy are definitely top concerns. More than half of organizations planning to scale AI list this. There are risks of unintended actions or exposure of sensitive information, particularly in regulated industries. You have to be careful. Another really significant hurdle is integration complexity.
Ah.
Successful deployment often means connecting to 8 or more different data sources. And get this. Over 86% of organizations still need to upgrade their core infrastructure to fully support these agents effectively.
86%.
Yeah. It's not just plugging in one tool. It's really about creating a connected ecosystem. It takes work.
That sounds like a pretty significant infrastructure lift for many companies. And beyond the technical side, what about the human element? Like trust, the idea of AI making decisions autonomously. It can still feel a bit unsettling for some people, can it?
Oh, absolutely. That's a very real concern. Trust and oversight remain critical. The risk of AI hallucinations, you know, where systems confidently produce false information that risk is real, it really highlights the critical need for human-in-the-loop safeguards. Not just to catch errors, but also to build confidence in these new systems. You need that oversight.
Okay, so bringing it back to the big picture then, it sounds like adopting internal AI agents is quickly shifting from being optional to essentially essential. Early adopters are already operating leaner, making decisions faster, scaling smarter than their peers, and that advantage is compounding, especially in those high-volume roles we talked about. It really drives home the competitive pressure.
And what's truly compelling, I think, is how these systems improve over time. They learn continuously. They remember past interactions. They adapt. With 247 availability and increasingly automated workflows, businesses are seeing these significant drops in per interaction costs, fewer manual errors. It boosts both efficiency and consistency.
So as AI agent adoption accelerates, it seems the baseline for speed, for service, for efficiency, it's just rising across the board. Companies that wait too long risk falling behind, not just in the tools they use, but maybe more importantly, in the expectations they're able to meet both for customers and internally. It leaves us with a thought, doesn't it? What will it look like for your industry when these AI agents become truly ubiquitous? How might your own work, or maybe even the whole idea of a one-person business, be redefined by these continuously improving proactive systems, something to think about.